poetic landscapes of China. Vast and varied landscapes. Towering mountains, deep gorges, rushing rivers, and still lakes. Seemingly endless grasslands, forests, and seas. All this is China. One of the biggest countries in the world, it has around 9.6 million square kilometers of vast and varied landscapes. Throughout history, writers from far and wide have come to see these landscapes for themselves. Their words are a celebration of natural wonders of China. The works themselves are a record of thoughts and feelings across time and space. Tales of the Kunlun Mountains. As I climb Kunlun, I look around and my heart soars. Chu Yuan, poet of the Warring States period, 475 to 221 BCE. There are many stories about the Kunlun Mountains. One of the best known is the ancient work, The Classic of Mountains and Seas. It tells of the mountains' great influence on famous characters in ancient China, such as Fuxi, Nuwa, Emperor Yan, and Emperor Huang. As the birthplace of Chinese legends, the Kunlun Mountains are a symbol of Chinese civilization and the backbone of the Chinese people. Together, the Kunlun Mountains are known as the ancestor of 10,000 mountains. They stretch about 2,500 kilometers through western China. Uyghurs and Tibetans are just some of the ethnic groups that live on the slopes there. These people make the Kunlun Mountains a center of cultural integration. The western section of the Kunlun Mountains, in the Pamir Plateau within the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. Hukou Waterfall in Linfan, Shanxi Province. The Great Yellow River. The sun sets over the mountains, and the Yellow River flows into the sea. Wang Zhehuan, poet of the Tang Dynasty, 618 to 907 CE. In classical Chinese poetry, the river refers to one river, the Yellow River. For centuries, people explored this river and tried to find its source. Everyone believed that the source of such a great river was a raging body of water. However, when the true source was found, it came as a big surprise. It was just a gentle stream in the Qinghai-Tibet Plateau. The Yellow River flows through 9 provinces and autonomous regions. It collects water from other smaller rivers before it finally heads east to the Bohai Sea. The ancient and powerful Yellow River has seen the birth of Chinese civilization. Its water has nurtured the Chinese people. In return, the Chinese have given it the name Mother River. All over China, people have written about the Great Yellow River. Dazzling deserts. In the vast desert, a lone straight column of smoke rises. Over the endless river, the round sun falls. Wang Wei, poet of the Tang Dynasty. To many people, deserts are empty and dangerous. Yet China's deserts have provided protection from enemies. These are wonderful landscapes with amazing geological formations such as gorges and sand dunes. They are also home to a wide variety of wildlife and ancient traditions. Badayinjuran Desert in northwestern China. In 139 BCE, Emperor Wu of the Han Dynasty, 202 BCE to 220 CE, ordered an expedition to the western regions. Leading this expedition was Zhang Qian. His journey through the deserts was long and eventful. However, it was one of the most important expeditions in history. It opened up a trade route to the west, known as the Silk Road. Vast grasslands. The blue sky is without end. The grasslands are vast. The wind blows, and the grass bows low, revealing the sheep and cattle. Northern Dynasty, 439 to 581 CE, folk song lyrics. Large areas in the northern and western regions of China are covered in grasslands. The beauty of the northern grasslands is depicted in a famous folk song. Known as the Song of Chula, it dates back to the Northern Dynasty. The nomads in the northern grasslands lived in harmony with nature and the changing seasons. The free and moving style of the song tells of these people's love of their homeland and their passion for life. The grasslands not only offer people food and shelter, but they are also rich and varied in culture. For example, they provide an impressive setting for important events. People come from far and wide to watch and take part in competitive sports, such as horse racing, archery, and wrestling. These events are an opportunity to display traditional skills of the nomadic people. Hulun Bayer Grassland in Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The magnificent Yangtze River. The lone sail becomes a distant shadow, disappearing into the endless blue sky. Nothing is left but the Yangtze River flowing towards the edge of the horizon. Li Bai, poet of the Tang Dynasty. The magnificent Yangtze River is the longest river in Asia and the third longest in the world. And it is the longest river that flows within just one country. It winds over 6,300 kilometers before it finally runs into the East China Sea. Siling Gorge, one of the three gorges along the Yangtze River, in Yichang, Hubei Province. From its source to its mouth, each bend of the Yangtze River offers a different scene. It roars through narrow gorges and rushes across plains. Changeable weather conditions add to the drama. The Yangtze River, with all its charms, has enchanted people for thousands of years. Over time, this mighty river has become a symbol of the spirit of the Chinese nation. Taihu Lake. Great Lakes. In August, the water in the lake rises high and blends with the sky, forming one vast, clear scene. The stream rises up and covers the lake, and the waves seem to shake the city of Yueyang. Meng Haoran, poet of the Tang Dynasty. China has many freshwater lakes, especially in its southern area. The most notable ones are Poyang, Dongting, and Taihu Lakes. These great lakes absorb, store, and move both heat and water. In consequence, their influence on the local climate is significant. Since ancient times, the lakes have provided the surrounding areas with water. As a result, these lands turn green with growing crops, earning them the name Lands of Fish and Rice. Many writers and scholars have been drawn to these fertile and beautiful places of land and water. While at the Yueyang Tower by Dongting Lake, the Northern Song Dynasty, 960 to 1127, statesman Fan Zhongyan wrote the well-known words, "Worry before everyone else worries. Enjoy only after everyone else enjoys." To this day, China's lakes continue to water its people's ideas and imaginations. Dongting Lake. Important islands. The farmers lift the ploughs and are ready to begin the spring ploughing. The gentle and warm spring breeze keeps coming from the sea. Su Shi, poet of the Northern Song Dynasty. Off China's southeastern coast, there are many islands. They lie like pearls in the blue sea. A lot of these islands are rich in ocean resources. The islands are also very important for the nation's defense. The two biggest of these are Taiwan Island and Hainan Island. Hainan Island. Taiwan Island. From ancient times, people left the mainland to live on these two islands. The earliest written records show that people moved to Taiwan as early as over 1,700 years ago. Since the 12th century, Taiwan has been an inseparable part of China. Even earlier, people started to make the island of Hainan their home about 3,000 years ago. One of the most famous residents was the Northern Song Dynasty writer Su Shi. He lived on the island for several years and wrote many poems there. His works have helped people learn about the beautiful scenery and folk customs of Hainan. Jiujiagou Valley in Sichuan Province. Timeless beauty. North, south, east and west. These natural wonders are everywhere in China. More and more people come to admire the beautiful Chinese scenery. Many of them put pen to paper and write about what they see, hear, and feel. The words they leave behind are a record of their emotions at that time and place. Each line is a window onto the magnificent landscapes that make up China. Word bank. Birthplace. Dazzling. Defense. Dune. Enchant. Expedition. Fertile. Gorge. Harmony. Impressive. Inseparable. Integration. Magnificent. Nurture. Plough. Raging. Roar. Steam. Stretch.